Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
So Nathan, you know, then I started getting depressed, like really depressed.
Yeah.
And it was not good. Nathan, like I was like, you know, I'm very energetic, and then I didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And Nathan was like, okay, there's something wrong with you.
And the other problem is I'm just terrible with my emotional intelligence is not very high, I'll be honest. So,
but you have got better.
I have got better for sure. Mm-hmm. So my solution was, if I can't help you, get a therapist to help you.
Sometimes marriage is romantic.
Sometimes marriage is fights.
Sometimes marriage is love.
Sometimes marriage is chaos.
And sometimes we need to let it all out.
Welcome to Marriage Confessions. Amor, great job with the logo, the colors. I mean, I just love everything about the branding you did.
It wasn't me. It was Whiplash, our digital agency. They created our logo, our branding, everything about it, our website, social media. So if you are starting a new project, a new podcast, a new company, a new business, whatever, you need to use Whiplash Agency.
Okay, all right. For the next one, I'm using them too.
Yes, you should.
Hi, we're here for a teeth whitening for my husband, but can you not make it too white? Because I don't want girls to look at him too much.
Okay, sure, we'll try.
Here I'm getting my teeth whitened at Miami Dentist for You. The perfect dentist in Miami if you want the perfect smile.
Doctor, you make him look too good.
Sorry, we make every smile beautiful here.
Marriage Confessions is sponsored by
Whiplash, Gravity Studios, Michi's Wellness, La Francia Joyería, Natalie Mendez, Miami Dentist for You, Black and White Salon, Otaima Serpa Designs. Hello, hello, welcome to a new episode of Marriage Confessions.
It's a new one.
Today we're going to get real. We'll be talking about, you know, all the fairy tale part of the wedding, the engagement, how did we meet. But let me tell you something. Marriage is a bit difficult sometimes too.
So this will be the first big fight we had, or we're going to talk about when the honeymoon phase ends. What's your idea?
both, maybe.
Okay.
Well, honeymoon phase. Mm-hmm. You think how long it lasted for us?
The honeymoon
phase.
Yeah. Well, the honeymoon, because then you got mad at me like right after the honeymoon.
You got mad at me.
No, you get mad. I never get mad.
You never get mad, Nathan?
No.
People have that perception for you, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's because they don't live with you.
What do I get mad at?
You get mad sometimes with me about things
what?
All the time. About me not being on time for something.
I do get disappointed.
But not mad.
Frustrated.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you get mad at me because, not say, like, I don't do what you want me to do.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you should always do what I want.
No, not always. No.
Just sometimes?
or I don't know, you definitely get mad about stuff. This time mm-hmm. you got mad, or this was your script. I don't know if
this was my script.
Yes, okay. Because now that I think about it, it didn't even like sound like you. I think it was like one of your friends who wrote this to you. Like,
you're saying that I started a fight with you for no reason.
No, this was...
So you started a fight with me.
This is what happened.
Okay.
So from we were... Beginning. Let's start from the beginning. After our wedding, you know, we had this magical honeymoon in... Where was it? In Greece. We went to Greece and Italy. And it was beautiful. It was wild. And like everything we dream of, yeah. of our honeymoon.
Everything.
And then right after, you know, we got to Miami... I had to go to Colombia mm-hmm. because my best friend was pregnant.
Yeah, so she was having her baby shower.
I was planning her baby shower.
Okay.
So it ended up happening that Nathan, you know, we have the Find My Friends on the iPhone, the location.
Yeah, you track me everywhere.
You're the one who put it on me.
What are you talking about?
You're the one who started the Find My thing.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
Wow.
Well, maybe if you're going to Colombia, I want to know where you were.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I was looking at Nathan's location, and then suddenly he's in Brickell at like 10 p.m. Then suddenly he's in Miami Beach, and then suddenly he's in the middle of the ocean. And I'm like, where is my husband? And I start texting you, and you don't reply. And I see, like, you keep moving in the ocean and like, going to, like, you know, where, like, you know, the
Miami River.
The Miami River. And, like, he never takes me on a boat at night. I'm assuming he's on a boat, right? I think he's the not swimming. So.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mommies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify Single Dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
That was a bit like uncomfortable for me because you didn't tell me you were doing all this.
I said I was going out with my friends to dinner or something.
You say that you were going dinner.
Okay.
There is something.
I didn't say that that was all I was doing.
No, you
said I was going out to dinner.
Okay.
And that's what I was doing.
And then
someone had a boat.
Oh, someone had a boat.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, from nowhere. Like, yes. He was just like having, you know, dinner mm-hmm. with his friend. And then suddenly he ends up in a boat.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yes, that never happens when you're with me.
I don't know why, but it just randomly happened.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I did get upset. I got upset and I say, like, look, you know, you told me you were going dinner. You didn't tell me you were on a boat.
It was not planned.
And then, like, he went to a club.
Bar.
Yes. We always also have this fight because Nathan calls bars everything. Because, he doesn't want me to think like he's partying without me. Because whenever I have say, I want a party, he's like, no, that's like going out is so expensive. Or, like, you know, we're tired or whatever. And... Or he will blame it on me. It's like, what are you talking about? Why you want to go out party if you always like want to fall asleep like at 10 p.m.?
It's true. Anytime we get in the Uber after dinner, you fall asleep in 5 minutes.
Dude, but if you like,
you're but not, you can't even make it. You like, there's no way you can make it from the restaurant to a club because you fall asleep in the Uber.
Well, because I work so hard. I was working so hard.
I'm not blaming you for working hard. I appreciate that you work hard.
Well, but you call me.
But you can't blame me for.
Dude,
for,
you call me boring. That I was a boring wife.
Because this is so exaggerated.
You once say I was boring. Whole conversation is like, why you I didn't care that he was going like party. The thing that like made me upset is like, why you don't go party with me?
You were going partying.
I was going to a baby shower. That's not partying.
But then you went partying afterwards.
I didn't.
Yeah, you went to some Colombian big discotheque. Disco balls and
are
10
you,
DJs.
Are you
10
crazy? I went to a restaurant with my mom. That was
there was drinks.
With my mom.
There were drinks. There were DJs.
Wow, Nathan. Wow.
There were for sure
you
were drinks and DJs.
You cannot compare going me out with my mom when you're going out with your single friends in Miami on a boat, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
There's no comparison.
I can't. I just made it.
So whatever. We ended up having this big fight that I think we're like getting in that.
Again,
just thinking about it, and this happened like 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what? He was like not responding to me. Normally, Nathan, he always responds my text, and he was not responding. And like, you know, I got so sad.
Well, because you were getting angry at me, so you were writing mean things. So
no,
I wasn't
being mean. I was like, why you go out without me? Why you don't do these
fun
things with me?
Yeah, so what am I supposed to respond to that?
You
I'm
should
trying
be
to have
like,
a good. I never get to see my friends, and then you're just writing all these mean texts to me.
You
it's
should
like,
be like, look, I'm sorry. Like, let's go out when you come back. I'll take you on a boat or something. You didn't say any like this. You were just like silence.
Because you were being mean to me.
No, and you know then what Nathan told me?
What?
Oh, please get an Uber from the airport. I'm not picking you up.
Why?
Because you were upset.
I think there was some other reason. No. I don't recall this exact thing, but I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, you almost did it. Then I guess you felt a bit bad. You remember that you're like married with me. And you picked me up.
I've always picked you up.
Well, that
occasionally
time,
even with flowers.
Dude, you have done like the flower thing like once. And it's because I told you.
Occasionally, I have brought you flowers.
Well, you didn't that time.
Well, I have brought you. So overall, I always pick you up. Anytime. I've dropped you off at the airport at like 4 a.m.
All right.
My airport etiquette is on point. My dedication to you, your travels, is just without boundary.
Well, that time you put your boundary that day. It's like, I'm not picking you up. And I was like, okay, this is the end. This marriage lasted 1 month. The good thing is, like, this is why I wanted to get married young, because I still having chances if it doesn't work out. No. That was so mean. No, that was. I'm just being mean because you made me be mean.
I made you be mean.
Yes.
Okay.
So, then you know we get in Miami and it was like rough reality. It was like the year before we were planning the engagement, then planning the wedding, then planning the honeymoon, and then suddenly we had this argument. I tend to like get moody or sad, and I think I got the first time I got depressed.
Really? From that argument?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was a combination because of the argument. And
I think it's a letdown because you had all this stuff
exactly.
to look forward to. You had, because you had the wedding that you were working so hard to plan on.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the honeymoon like 2 weeks after the wedding. No, right after the wedding.
Yes.
Like we went back to Miami and then like,
yes.
Yeah. And then right after that, you had this trip
to
Colombia.
The baby shower for my friend.
So then it was just like such a huge letdown emotionally.
Exactly. So I was... I was like, okay, what's next? And you know, we are now thinking is that I have always lived my life like planning and mm-hmm. thinking in the future, and
right.
that's not good. I mean, it's good for because you know I achieve what I want,
right?
But it's also when there's nothing to look forward to,
mm-hmm.
it made me sad. Now, yeah. Like, you know, I have years of therapy. Before that, I have never done therapy, and I don't think like that anymore. But Michelle, of 25 years old, and after this, like, I have my first argument with my husband, and he doesn't love me, and I don't have anything to look for. And then I wanted to study. Remember?
Yeah, you want to go back to school to be a formal chef.
Yes, because I was like, look, I already married. We're not gonna have kids yet, so my restaurant is successful. Like, what? Like, I wanted to open other restaurants, but Nathan didn't want.
I was working full time.
Exactly, so it wasn't the right time.
No,
and I was like, okay, well, let me go back to school because I didn't finish my career, so I wanted to have my college degree. Uh-huh. And Nathan was like, no, you shouldn't.
I was like, yeah, because I didn't see you being a chef as your passion. I feel like you're super creative. You come up with flavors. You're amazing at tasting and creative ideas. But I don't see you as like someone who wants to be in a kitchen, creating recipes down to the detail, pricing out the costs of, you know, like that analytical part of it.
Yes, and you were right.
But no, because again, I mean, you're amazing at like flavors and coming up with and working with, you know, chefs. Like, obviously, yes. All the recipes we have that are like our most popular dishes, yes, they're your recipes for sure.
The thing is that I have like an identity crisis because, yeah. You know, this thing that you are what you do, but it shouldn't be like that. You know, I was doing a lot of interviews for the PR of the business and stuff, yeah. And they will never know how to present me because I am a former actress. Mm-hmm. I am influencer. What else? I was like, I had a restaurant, but I wasn't a chef. So like it was hard. There wasn't something
way you were a chef. You don't actually have to be formally trained to be a chef.
Well, but like in TV, they kind of like...
They want you to have...
I was getting all these cooking segments on national TV, but they will never like put me like in a permanent position because I wasn't like a chef with a degree.
Right. In the end, you actually did do a healthy chef course.
I did.
So you got some certification. So yes. You are certified.
I am a certified healthy chef.
Healthy chef.
So, and I did another certification for a vegan chef too.
Yeah, so you're a double certified chef. Yes. 2X chef.
But it just like, I wanted, and then it was like, before all my life, I had known myself as, like Michelle Posada, and now like I have a new last name, and it was just like now I'm this, like before I'm always felt like an adult because I left my house very young and all that, but I in my back of my mind I was still like, you know, beginning my life. But then after we got married, it's like I thought was like, ahora I'm a señora.
Yeah.
And like I was like, my life, what is next? Like having kids and die?
Here we have our Mitch's Wellness products.
That's right. It's our personal health and wellness brand that we created.
My favorite is the Detox Tea, which helps me to don't get bloated even when I don't eat so good.
Yeah, that one's amazing. But my personal favorite is the Carb Blocker. And that's because I can't stop eating pizza and pasta. In fact, I love pizza and pasta so much, I'll take the pasta, put it on the pizza, eat it all together.
If you love pizza and pasta as much as Nathan does, you should definitely have some Carb Blocker. We also have our vegan and sugar-free spreads or superfood obleas, and I created this stretch mark cream when I was pregnant with twins and I didn't get a single stretch mark.
It's true.
Yeah. Also, I know you love this one.
Oh yeah, yeah, give this one to me.
These are collagen cookies, chocolate chip. They're so delicious, and you can check out all our products at michiswellness.com.
Yeah, that's right, michiswellness.com, and we ship all over the United States.
And we have a coupon code for you. Use coupon code MarriageConfessions10.
So go to michiswellness.com today. Hey, Moore, you wanted shoes, right?
Yes.
Oh, well,
I love this store.
Yeah, me too. Just pick one.
One. Yeah, you know, just like find a pair that you want, okay?
One pair, okay.
Oh my God, this is my opportunity. Nathan's gonna fall asleep at any time.
Amor, how much longer?
5 minutes, amor. Cinco minuticos. Ay, Dios, está demasiado bello.
Oh my gosh, just did. He just fell asleep. Let me get his credit card. Yes. Okay, so I'm gonna get the boots, the sandals, and the sneakers. Find the perfect shoes at bynataliemendez.com and use promo code MARRIAGECONFESSIONS.
What? It was supposed to be one!
Amor, mira, a jewelry store.
So?
Can we go in?
Yes.
After having twins, I pretty much deserve a ring upgrade. So, if you think you also need one, you need to come to La Francia Joyería in Doral. They have beautiful rings and all the jewelry is so, so pretty. You should definitely check it out. And of course, I convinced Nathan. I got my ring upgrade and it's gorgeous.
But when do I get an upgrade?
And also at the same time, you're transitioning out of your acting career. Because
yes.
Remember, you did get an offer to go to LA.
Yes.
But
I forgot that. Yeah, that also made me depressed.
Yeah, because we would have had to move to LA. And just financially, it didn't make sense for me to give up my job because you'd be making way less.
Yeah.
And it was so risky. So we chose not to move to LA.
Yes. Yeah, see? So yeah, those things it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Well, we had a successful business here.
So
it didn't make sense to move for
a job that it was 6 months.
Exactly.
So Nathan, you know, I started getting depressed. Really depressed.
Yeah.
And it was not good. Nathan, I'm very energetic. And then I didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And Nathan was like, okay, there's something wrong with you.
And the other problem is I'm just terrible with my emotional intelligence is not very high, I'll be honest. So,
but you have got better.
I have got better for sure. Mm-hmm. So my solution was, if I can't help you, get a therapist to help you, which I didn't mean bad. Mm-hmm. But to you, you took that really bad.
Just like, what do you mean? You think I'm crazy? Like I need therapy. And right now I'm all about do therapy. Everyone needs therapy.
Me too. Yeah. But also I started doing it. I love it. I think
But
it's
you
great.
Started late because I have told you, you needed therapy long time ago.
But I don't feel like you really meant it. You just would say that.
No, I think you needed therapy after you left the corporate world.
You thought you, but before that you'd tell me I was being such a dick to you that I needed therapy.
Oh, well, and we tried couples therapy and was the worst thing ever.
It was the best thing ever.
It was the worst thing ever.
It was the best thing ever because they were 100% on my side. That's why you didn't want to go again.
And we never went back.
No, because the lady just basically agreed with everything that I was doing.
You know that I sent her a letter about that.
You did?
Yes.
What? Why?
Because I thought it was not professional that I was... looking for...
But you found the perfect husband.
No.
That wasn't professional.
No. I was wanted to solve this problem.
You wanted to come in and have someone else beat me up. That was exactly what
you
wanted.
No, I wanted someone like the last guy we got that he makes us communicate better. And he's a really good therapist, the one we tried before, last year.
Yeah.
And this woman will just be like, yes, you're right. Nathan's right. So I sent her an email look, I'm not going back because I felt really uncomfortable that you were just on my husband's side. And she was like, no, I didn't mean it like that. It's because therapists need to get in the side of the person that is less likely to receive therapy so they feel comfortable and will come back.
Oh, so I was just being manipulated.
Yes. Basically.
Well, I liked it. I'm fine with that.
Whatever. So in the end, I started doing therapy and I started feeling better. It was good. It wasn't in that point that I needed medicine. Like with the postpartum depression, I did really need the medicine.
This was more you just had to figure out your life.
Because it's just like a weird situation when you're like this person and then you get married and then it's just like you stop being where you used to be.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a transitional period. So it makes total understanding. I totally understand what you went through.
Yes. And how did you feel any difference after that? Like when you when I started doing therapy? I started being like less, how you say, Michi Monstro?
Michi Monstrico? Yeah, I think it helped a lot.
Good.
It really did. I'm very happy that you did it.
And I appreciate that you, because to me, like, take that step of like going myself to do the therapy, it's like I wouldn't have done it myself.
It's also much easier now because now there's so much
now
online
it's like
therapy.
Online, but before I have to go to this office and it was so annoying. It was really very was. Like just the office of that lady was so depressing. So if it was like all dark, you remember?
Right, it was very depressing.
It was very depressing. And you will see the people like in the waiting room and they all look so wrong.
But therapy has changed so much now because when you see therapy on TV, it's always like there's a comfortable couch like this. You lay back. The therapist talks to you. Now you're just on Zoom. I don't think it's the same thing in a way.
But I think it's great. Easier. I love my Zoom therapy.
It's for sure easier, but it's just different. It's changed a lot.
So I think that first marriage crisis, we develop like a good...
So overall, it was
overcome
good we
of
had it.
It's good it's we good. Had it because...
Should we have more fights?
No.
No?
No. We have had more.
We've had lots of fights.
Not lots.
No. Less than normal, I think. I think we have less than average.
I think we fight less than normal.
Especially
like
when
the
you factor
people.
In how much we do together. Like, we're business partners, parents with a medically complicated children. If you factor in all that... I have to give ourselves props that we don't fight that much.
It's true. It's true. Like, I do see a lot of couples that they fight every day. We don't fight every day.
And most people don't have half the stuff that they do together.
Exactly, because we have the kids, the restaurant, the e-commerce, the podcast. We do content together, and we are a couple, I guess.
I guess.
We do like couple things together. Like
couple things together.
Because sometimes we also get lost in all the things we do together that sometimes I feel like something we need to get better of. And, you know, that was the point of this anniversary trip that ended up just being like a
sick trip.
A sick trip. Is that, you know, we need to be more... Like in the beginning, that we were just like together and chilling and we would like go on a date and just like talk about other stuff that were not work or kids.
I wonder if we have so much going on, it prevents us from getting into drama. Like,
because like we don't have the time.
Exactly.
Wow. So that's one thing you need to do if you have a marriage that is going through a lot of fights and drama, just get busy.
Just get busy.
Just like get yourself, like do a company together, start a project together, start a podcast together.
So you don't have time to fight.
You don't have to fight, you just need to like get things done.
Yeah.
Advice for the day. Let's do our cards and let's go to Patreon.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I actually did have a list of the top three things that people fight about that can actually result in divorce.
I want to know, I guess.
The first one's obvious.
Cheating. No. Communication.
Well, you know, I think that actually would be, but for some reason that wasn't on the list. But I think cheating would be on there. I think it was arguments.
Arguments, okay.
So not cheating, to clarify. So arguments... Number one was finances. That's obvious.
Yeah, that's, right? I think, what we fight the most. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, probably finances, yeah. Because it's just different ideas on how to spend money.
Yes.
And then number two, which was surprising, was chores.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like who's doing the dishes? who's like keeping the house clean, like all that apparently can lead to so much tension.
It's true.
That is actually,
we like have a, had fights about that.
We have, yeah, yes. And we have. So imagine if like we didn't have, you know, like people cleaning the house.
Thank
like,
God
I
we
can
do.
See how that could literally yes. like end a marriage. But to me, that's just, I would have never guessed that that's.
Yes, that's like a cause of divorce.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's like identified as the beginning of that. And then the third one is raising kids, like just arguments over like how you're raising kids, what you want to do with them, like
it's
everything
hard.
From yeah that I understand.
Like sometimes there's this fight about the screen time.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with the screen all the time on.
Yeah, like she'll give the kids like TV, and then just leave them to me and like, okay, here, now feed them breakfast and take over. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? They're just like watching TV. Now they won't let me do anything.
But to me, it's like when they watch TV, like they're not like.
They're not fighting.
They're not fighting, so it's easier to get things together because
you get things done. And then you just drop them off with your husband.
Well,
now do everything you need to do with them.
It's hard. It's hard. And you know why he doesn't like TV? Because poor Nathan, he didn't have TV when he grew up. He had TV when he was what?
13.
15?
13. That was it.
So imagine you're 13 years and your friends will like talk in school about, oh, you watch this on TV, and you were like, no, I don't have TV. Oh, that's so sad. That's why you're like jealous of your kids having TV.
I'm jealous of my kids yes. watching Miss Rachel? No, that's not it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I'm not against kids watching TV. Mm-hmm. Just, I think it should be very limited.
It is. I just do it. To me, it's just like when I don't have a nanny, Miss Rachel is my nanny.
She is. She's a very good nanny.
She's very good. All right, give me the cards. We gotta go because we gotta pick up the kids. All right.
You want innocent or dark?
I'll do dark.
Ooh.
Tell me an embarrassing story you have.
An embarrassing story.
Quick.
The most embarrassing story I have with you.
With me? There's others? Okay. With me. So I guess like he has stories with other women. With other...
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I just thought of a very good one.
Okay, dime.
So my sister's name is...
Oh, my
Anna,
God.
But it's spelled like Anna, A-N-N-A. And Eric's therapist, new therapist, her name is also Anna, A-N-N-A.
Do it.
And so... I just have them both saved with the same name, same first name, so it just pops up on my screen, right? And so I had a sinus infection the other day, and so I took a ton of cold medicine and wasn't curing it. So then I went to the doctor, and they injected me with some pain medicine in my ass. I thought I was texting my sister.
Which is a doctor, so you were like
telling
her. Yeah,
she's a nurse practitioner. Yeah, so I was like, have you heard of this medicine? And then the therapist responds, no, I haven't. And so I responded, well, they just shot it up my ass.
And the woman replied, like, okay.
Yeah.
Are you bringing Eric for
yeah,
therapy
then,
today?
And then like 2 hours later, she texts me back, are you bringing Eric for his appointment today?
Oh, my God, Nathan. That's so embarrassing.
That is very embarrassing.
That was really embarrassing. All right. I'll pick mine. That's a funny thing. All right. Okay. This one doesn't count. You go.
All right. We'll go away. Easy. If you got to pick my career, what would you choose and why?
I will say lawyer.
Lawyer?
Yes.
Why?
Dude, you're so good with contracts. Everyone knows it. National TV knows that you're good with contracts. You'd be an amazing lawyer.
Oh my God, that's the most boring career ever. But
no,
thank you.
You're good and you will get me out of trouble. It'd be like perfect.
Well, you don't get in trouble, but okay.
Well, like I made you like
so
read my
So you get
contracts.
Into trouble.
So like,
just so I
I'll be
get
like,
you, out.
You know, I'll be like so full of myself. Like, oh really? You want to do this? Well, my husband is a lawyer. But anyway, this was fun. We're gonna have the confessions going on Patreon. We're gonna read which are the biggest fights you have had with your husband or wife. So we'll see you on Patreon. How you get on Patreon? You go to the link below and you pay $3 a month and you have exclusive content. You can send us your confessions and what else? That's it. And you'll support our project. So because this thing needs to pay bills. We need to pay a studio. So well, thank you so much for watching. Remember to subscribe, to share, tell everyone that you watch the most amazing marriage podcast you have.
I couldn't say it better myself.
All right, thank you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18+. La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida, comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.